State lawmakers want to cut ties with banks they believe are discriminating against Indiana coal companies, firearm makers, and others. A House bill would make it so investment managers that invest Indiana pension funds with such banks would no longer do business with the state. But, Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, a recent study shows this kind of legislation can cost taxpayers millions.
The study was commissioned for the climate advocacy group, the Sunrise Project. It looked at a similar law in Texas and analyzed what would happen in six other states. It estimated it would cost taxpayers in Kentucky an extra $26 to $70 million in a year. The study says these laws reduce competition for state bond issues, which drives up interest costs. Dan Connolly is with eConsult Solutions, which conducted the study.
Obviously, folks who are proposing this legislation have their own goals in mind. But on the other side, there will be costs that have to be weighed against those benefits.
It's also not clear if banks that consider the environmental or social impacts of their investments are discriminatory or just avoiding financial risks. The Indiana Bankers Association says a bank may choose not to invest in coal companies because many of them have gone bankrupt. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The bill passed out of committee and now heads to the full House for consideration.